I had one listener complain to me in person that he was tired of hearing about my treadmill and my fitness journey. And I say to that listener, who knows who he is? I think you're just jealous, man. In all seriousness, here's other topics right here on
Your Daily Lex.
I'm trying to book a flight. I'm trying to book a one-way flight. We've got some travel coming up this summer to Europe. And we fly into one city and we're leaving from another city. I've got my flight out booked. And even though it's considerably more expensive, I really am trying to book economy premium plus. I don't remember what they call it. It's not even economy plus. It's premium economy. That's what United calls it. I'm trying to book that for the flight home. It's 10 plus hours. I'm tall. You need some space. And the plane shows that it's got a full roster of premium economy seats and that none are booked and that none are available. That's an unusual confluence of events. None of them are booked, but none of them are available. It shouldn't be like that. So I called United Airlines. And of course, as you're going through their phone system, they're like, just so you know, we charge you a fee to book through here. And I'm like, the hell you do, man. I can't get it to work. So I get to somebody who's super smart. And I explain the predicament. And at first, they think it's going to be something on my side. And then he looks like, yeah, this is weird. It says that they're booked, but they're booked, but available. I'm like, yes, it's a problem. And he stopped and he calls another person. And eventually, I'm on hold for a really long time. Eventually, he comes back and he's like, I'm going to be honest with you, sir. The person who I was talking to sounds like they don't know what they're talking about. Because they were giving him excuses for why it would be this way. But he's like, it's clearly not this way. And if I look at other flights on other days, they're fine. Something's up with this one. And he's like, I would just try it again in a week or so. And I'm like, ugh, fine. So I called back today. I spoke to another pretty smart person and went through the same process. This one spent more time thinking that I was confused about something. He's like, I'm sure that those seats just aren't available. Like the people have already booked them. I'm like, you really think that those are the only seats booked on this plane? Because like 90% of the plane is still open. And she's like, maybe somebody bought out the whole plane. I'm like, well, don't look like that either. She's like, yeah, it's very rare. I'm like, okay, why would you bring it up? She was actually smart. And then she looks and then she's like, you know what? I think this is going to be a revenue hold. And then she calls somebody and she goes back. She's like, it does look like it's the revenue team still doing their optimization for what plane should they use here? And why should they price the tickets? Just because your flight's still far out because it's not until July. I'd love to book it now. I'd love to have it be done, but I can't book it yet because I don't want to book a regular economy seat because then you can pay more when you end up doing the upgrade. And so I have to just keep checking. And that's very annoying. It's very stressful. You know what else is stressful? Oh my goodness. Man, oh man. I was way more emotionally charged by the Eagles game yesterday than I was expecting. But they won, in case you don't pay attention to football. And I was very passionate about it. At one point during the game, which I was watching loudly and enthusiastically in my own home, I was glad not to be at a public place because I would have annoyed people. I think I did annoy people. It was just people in this house and maybe some neighbors who heard me cheering at some points. But I had texted my son, Liam, and I was like, hey, I don't know if I did you a great benefit or a great disservice in not getting you to be as excited about football as I am. And he wrote back, it's both. But then he did join me for the back half of the game, not the full third and fourth quarters, but all the fourth quarter and some of the third quarter. And I was like, well, how come you're doing this? You don't usually like to watch games. Because Liam likes the game of football and he likes to play video game football with me. But he's complained to me that he thinks that NFL games, it's all the same. Like they're all the same. And I'm like, oh my God, they're not at all the same. They're all so different. That's what makes it so great. Fine. But I don't have to force on. But I was like, why'd you come watch this one? Because I wasn't trying to guilt you with that text. I was just saying like, I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. It's like, oh no, I was just bored upstairs. So I came to watch it with you. Now, to be clear, he was playing Balatro the whole time we were watching the game. And I think he was more amused by my enthusiastic and occasionally profane reactions than he was by the game itself of football. He was most delighted by the game of Balatro, except he's actually quite annoyed by Balatro right now because there are some annoying challenges that he and I are both solving, beating, defeating. And we're both stuck on the last two challenges. We can't get them done yet. We will. Don't worry. Anyway, happy Monday, January 13th. You're the greatest. Except that one complaining listener. He knows who he is.
Lex.